Okay, so obviously shocking and painful news yesterday when this started to circulate around the city and the province. A lot of people obviously know who Warren was from watching him on TV and listening to him, but you know, as someone who worked with him and obviously got to know him a little bit more on a personal level, what can you say about the type of person that Woodsy was?
Well, just seeing all of the stories and the memories that people are sharing. Just goes to show you what kind of far-reaching effect he had on people, and that was Warren. And he was the same guy away from the studio as he was at the studio. And I think that that's what made him so endearing to people. And you know, perfect strangers would walk up to him wherever we were at the Brandt Center, at a curling rink, and Warren had time for everybody. And I think that that's, and people felt a connection to him because he didn't think he was bigger than the sport. He didn't think he was bigger than his job. And I think that that's what people loved about him.
One thing I know a lot of people are talking about is obviously originally from Sudbury, further east, but decided to make Regina his home. And really Saskatchewan was just a province that, you know, he fell in love with, and the province fell in love with him.
Well, they did, and I, you know, Warren would say, you know, he, when he came out here, he didn't know what he was getting into. You know, STV started on the airwaves in 1987. He was one of the originals. Didn't know how long this, you know, TV station was going to last out here. Maybe thought he was going to be here 2 or 3 years in Saskatchewan, get back to Ontario. But, you know, he put down roots. He embedded himself into the community. And he wasn't leaving. He loved it out here. He loved the people. Never forgot where he came from. He'd always, you know, tell stories about back in Sudbury where they don't dig the potatoes out. They blast them out because of the rock. And, you know, and he would tell stories like nobody else could tell stories, and the same stories all the time. He would go on and on, and you would want him to tell those stories because of his infectious laugh, which everybody talks about.
I guess, what do you remember most about being on the air with him?
Well, we had a lot of fun on the air. We didn't take it too serious. We knew who our followers were. We knew who was watching. We loved to connect with people. And we had fun off the air, on the air, between commercial breaks, out in the field. It was fun to come to work. And it didn't really even feel like work. You know, a lot of times, you know, in the TV studios at night, there's nobody around. It's a couple of sports guys, a director, a few camera people, and the newsroom. And so it was a small group of people, and you really got to know people on a personal level that way. And I guess that's what I'll remember most about him is the times that we had in the studio, but away from it as well.
And I never got to meet Woodsy, but as a young broadcaster, he's one of those guys that I looked up to, of course. And a lot of people have told me that, and you kind of mentioned this already, he was one of those guys that, you know, he was the same person off the air that he was on the air, and he didn't have a shtick or a separate personality. And it seems like to me, anyways, that that's pretty rare for a lot of broadcasters.
Yeah, it is, but that was him, and that's the way he was. He kept it real. And he loved what he did. He was passionate about sports. He was passionate about amateur sports, right? I mean, he loved his high school sports, you know, football and volleyball and of course university athletics and both genres, right? Male and female sports. And you know, this is back in the day when, you know, there was no social media. People, the only way to get the sports highlights was tuning into the television, you know, late at night. And local sports really didn't have a voice like they do now with social media and all that kind of stuff. So that was the go-to place to get your local sports. And there's a lot of people that grew up with that. And now these people that we covered and did interviews with in, you know, in the late 80s and 90s, they're in their 40s and 50s now. They've grown up. They have kids. They have grandkids. But they remember Warren, you know, when they, and growing up with him and tuning into him late at night.
Forgive me for not knowing this, Craig, but where are you at now? Are you still in Regina? Where are you at with your career? And how did you find out about this shocking news? I know it was trending on Twitter for most of the night last night.
Well, I'm still in Regina. I'm a realtor in Regina, and you know, I've stayed here. And you know, I left Global Sports back in 2002, and Warren and I have remained best friends, since then, and always keep in contact and golf, and certainly when we heard the news, and certainly helping out his family and his daughter and son throughout this, these struggles in the last last couple months, and they understand the support that they've been getting in the community, and Nicole and Chris, his son and daughter, really want to thank the community for that, the doctors and nurses at the General Hospital. So, I communicated with Warren, late November, early December, when he went into the hospital with COVID, and he wanted me to pick up his vehicle at the hospital and take it home so it didn't sit there. And we always thought he was going to get out in a couple of days, and that was the last time I, kind of communicated with him.
I think that that covers everything. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't. I don't know. I just know that his son and daughter really wanted to thank the hospital. The doctors and nurses really took good care of Warren, and and we thought he had turned the corner, and a couple of weeks ago, and that's when the GoFundMe page started, and we had created that with some of his close friends, and thought this is something we need to do, and we thought he's going to turn the corner, and of course he took a turn for the worse on the weekend, and couldn't battle back. So it's nice seeing all the memories and people posting on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else. Everybody has a Woodsy story, and it's heartwarming to know that he's touched so many people, and I think that that's how he'll be remembered best.
I guess just quickly, lastly, we know how popular he was, but the way the GoFundMe took off, was that even surprising, despite how popular Warren was?
Well, I think it was. It was, it certainly gained a lot of momentum early and often, and and I know the family wanted to try to keep things fairly quiet early on, and respect his privacy for sure. But there's going to be a long road ahead for him, and certainly seeing the community rally around that GoFundMe has just been outstanding. And they're certainly going to have some decisions to make, and some things to do with the money, and right now with COVID, there's no place for a funeral or anything like that. So there'll be a celebration of life at some point, and they want to do it right too, because Warren wouldn't want, something that was virtual. They're going to wait to see what happens, and have some plans in the future for that.
Well, Craig, I want to thank you so much. I know this is a difficult time, so thanks so much for doing this morning.